can buy me love, love, can buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, I have a lot of least favorite members of Congress on the Republican side. When I say least favorite, that should be the superlative, and yet I have many of them that are tied for it. But one of the ones that really is tied for my least favorite is Matt Gaetz of Florida. Matt Gaetz of Florida, currently under criminal investigation for trafficking. One of his buddies apparently ratted on him to save himself. Matt Gaetz thrashes around. He says a lot of stupid things. He's doing anything he can to show servility towards Trump and try to blend this thing into a larger political defense that they're out to get him for his support of Trump. El Rongo, they're out to get him, if they're out to get him at all, the investigation is for human trafficking. But putting that aside, he came out with an extraordinary statement just now. And you have to know the historical background of this. He has said, he has announced that he is going to, in the upcoming Congress, nominate Donald Trump for Speaker of the House of Representatives. Now, think about that for a minute. The fact is that by saying that, some people have suggested that Trump run for Congress, you know, pick some kind of, I don't know, congressional district in Florida or Alabama, which he'd win, and then make him Speaker. Now, there have been members of, have presidents who have then gone on to serve in the House. For instance, John Quincy Adams wasn't Speaker, but, you know, a lot of people would say, if you're President of the United States, why would you run for the House of Representatives? You know, why would you do that? That would be, you know, kind of stepping down as a president. You have a bully pulpit and all that. Foolishly, Trump hasn't ruled out that kind of talk. If he were smart, and he really wanted to run again, you say, look, I was the president and I got beaten and I'm saying it was a crooked election and nobody believes it, but blah, 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 but I can run again and blah, blah, blah. And that would be at least somewhat normal and not super normal. I mean, he's lying about a crooked election. We don't want him in. But to say that you're also considering running for Congress is nuts. All that that does is diminish him in everybody's esteem. And then Matt Gaetz, who is not the brightest bulb on the tree. He is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He thinks he's praising Trump by perpetuating that weakness. And he goes, I will nominate him for Speaker. Now, here's the historical fact. You do not have to be a member of Congress at all to be the Speaker. Everybody listening to this broadcast, theoretically, somebody could nominate them for Speaker unless they had some other disability. They were, say, under the age of 18 or they had some other disability. Legal disability, they could be the Speaker. Ain't going to happen. The truth is that it's very, very partisan, very political. Whichever party has the majority in the Congress, they're going to elect one of the sitting members of their party as the Speaker. That's just the fact. But theoretically, you could elect Trump as Speaker even if he isn't in Congress. But it ain't going to happen. Now, what it does is it diminishes him by talking like that. And I'm not the one bringing it up. Matt Gaetz brought it up, and he's not alone. And Trump has tried to fan the flames. Trump is desperate to somehow keep legitimacy, to keep in the public view, to keep in public discussion, other than for having his chief financial officer indicted and led away in handcuffs and his company criminally indicted. And this is at least something. So stand by. It ain't going anywhere. And Matt Gaetz's endorsement of it is the kiss of death. The Republicans are doing everything they can to stay away from him. There are two Republicans that have anything to do with him. One is Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon lady who is stripped of all of her committee assignments. She and Gaetz went down to Arizona to support Cyber Ninja. Seriously. The other one is, for some reason, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio, who is bad news, intemperate, insulting, and weird. I do not know. I don't care if it's a Republican district or not. Do you have any class? What do you think? You have class with a capital K? Are you kidding me? What kind of class do you have down there? You're an insulting, weird guy. You can have a conservative. You can have a pro-Trump guy. Have somebody in there who is, conducts himself like a congressman. Isn't just weird and strange and insulting like Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, but Jordan has sided with Gates as well. So stand by. Trump will never be speaker. But if you say that's because he's not in Congress, he could be. Legally, ain't going to happen. And he could run for Congress. He'd be crazy. He might lose. And even if he won, they'd say, hey, he only got 60% of the vote. 40% of the people in that conservative district didn't even want him for Congress. So stand by. It's not going to happen. He just likes talking. And his running dogs and fellow travelers like talking about him. On the other hand, one of the best members of Congress, somebody with a great deal of ability, seniority, dignity, respect, and intelligence, and just a great member of Congress, is Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. Jim Clyburn is one of the most important people in Congress. He's the one whose endorsement of Joe Biden just before Super Tuesday, actually just before the South Carolina primary, in my view, tipped the election to Joe Biden, or at least it was a big part of it. Joe and Bernie were running very close. In polls and in prospects, Jim Clyburn just nailed it. But over and above that, he's the number three, in leadership on the Democratic side in the House. You have Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, and then you have Jim Clyburn. When he speaks with the authority almost of a speaker. And he came out and he said yesterday that this January 6th special investigation authorized by Nancy Pelosi in the House, because Moscow Mitch ginned up two Republican obstructionists to filibuster it as a joint resolution of Congress. Remember, it passed in the House with all Democrats and 35 Republicans, bipartisan. And it passed in the Senate with all Democrats and about eight Republicans, but it didn't have 10 Republicans. And Moscow Mitch, that toad from Kentucky, ginned up two that wanted to go the other way. And then it goes, it's not partisan. It's not bipartisan, it's partisan. No. It's totally bipartisan. But so Nancy put together a good special select committee to look at it. Jim Clyburn said yesterday that he expects that Donald Trump may be called by subpoena to testify before the January 6th panel. I was really glad to see him say that. That's the elephant in the room. Come on. You talk about, should we subpoena Kevin McCarthy for a conversation he had with Trump that day? Of course. McCarthy said to Trump, call off your dogs, and Trump, call off the insurrectionists. And Trump said to him, Kevin, apparently they care more about our country than you do. Kevin McCarthy told that to a congresswoman from the state of Washington. She publicized it. McCarthy's backtracking. He's in a tough position because if he's subpoenaed and denies it, he commits perjury. Hey, subpoena Trump. Get him there. Say, what did you do? You gin these people up, you bring them in. Of course, he'll avoid the subpoena. Then you got to go and enforce it. The charade continues. It's got to be done. There was an insurrection. 130 officers got injured. Some people died. The officer got his eyes gouged out. A lot of them got beaten up, punched in the stomach, thrown down the stairs, stabbed with poles. It was an attack. It was an attack on the United States. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. Much for money, money can buy me love, buy me love.